You made a comment recently about how you need more superstars in your team. What did you mean by that?
We got so many great players on our team. Free agency is going to be really key for us. But that's no surprise.
Just, well, I know. You're not making news. We're not trying to get you like that. You're just saying you need one or two more guys.
You always want that special, special, special player to find a way to make a crazy play.
Yo, yo, yo. It's the Thursday podcast. Chris Sims unbuttoned. Like I said, we're back to two podcasts a week here in the offseason. It's going to be Mondays and Thursdays from here on out. And as I'm saying this, yep, I'm still down in the Caribbean. Man, my tan is golden right now. I've had so many tequila on the rocks, I can't even count, with two limes squozing into each one. I'm having a blast as I am down there right now. I'm amazing. Woo! Haven't been sunburned. Woo, baby, it's good to be away from work. But I got some interviews in the can here. Russell Wilson, check it out. I mean, Russell got real with us. I asked him some tough questions. He talked about some things that I think he was pretty open about, things he wanted to see change in Seattle. It's worth the listen. Max Crosby, all right? He's always, hey, he's not afraid. He's not shy. We had a little good little conversation. I think he's like the second coming of Jared Allen. And I think as he gets more comfortable in football, you're going to see that more and more. And then Jake Fromm, that was really cool to meet him. Talked about some football things. Talked about him maybe being the forgotten guy at the quarterback position in the NFL draft right now. We went down to the NFL experience through the football round. I really suggest people check out my Jake Fromm interview on the NBC Sports YouTube page. I think you'll enjoy it. But without further ado, here's Russell Wilson with me and Mike Florio on Radio Row at Super Bowl 54.
Chris Sims and I hanging around Radio Row much later than usual. They said to us, we got an interview set at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Thursday. We said, we're not staying. They said, it's Russell Wilson.
We said, we're staying.
What? For Russell Wilson.
Done 3 hours
we're
ago?
We're staying for Russell Wilson. Here he is.
Appreciate you guys, man. Sticking around. How you guys doing?
We're doing good, man. You're the man.
Oh, man. Like, appreciate you guys.
Unbelievable year. Seriously. Yeah, I mean, every week. I know you block probably all the noise out, but we wax poetically about you. You're amazing.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. It's a lot of hard work, you know. Got a lot of great players around you, and you can do some cool things. So it was a great year. You know, we wish we were playing right here, though, this weekend. We had a chance, you know. So,
right.
But hopefully we can get back to it next year.
Yeah. It's just amazing. You guys are in a division now where you thought you had to worry about the Rams. Now you got to worry about the 49ers. And here's Kyler Murray and the Cardinals. I mean, this is the toughest division in football.
I would agree with that. You know, in terms of the defensive lines and the defenses, and then you factor in the quarterbacks and the guys that can make plays and their offenses and the coaches and stuff, too. It's a great division to play in.
It really is. You know, you made a comment recently in the media about how you need more superstars in your team. What did you mean by that?
Well, I think that every year you look to win free agency. I think that's important every year. That doesn't change no matter what the circumstances are. I think that as we go into, trying to win a championship, I think as we go throughout the season and go throughout the next several years, I think that's the key part is finding those playmakers that continue to be on your team for years and years to come. I think we obviously got a guy like, you know, DK Metcalf. Hopefully we can get Clowney back. Bobby Wagner's one of those guys. We got so many great players on our team. And I think free agency is going to be really key for us. But that's no surprise.
You're not making news. We're not trying to get you like that. You're just saying you need one or two more guys to get you over the hump.
You always want that that special, special, special player to find a way to make a crazy play.
Right.
And if we can add to that with guys like Tyler and DK and all that, it would be great for us.
Yeah. When you got a taste of it with Jadeveon Clowney, you got to see up close how disruptive he can be on a regular basis. And I'm assuming you'd much rather have him chasing the other quarterbacks in the division than possibly chasing you next year.
Definitely don't want him chasing me. I had to deal with that when he played for the Houston Texans and he came to Seattle. He was all over the field. But he has been a great addition to our team. Just what he's brought to our locker room, what he's brought to the field. The reality is you got to take two, three guys sometimes to go block him, you know, and so how you can get to the quarterback. Even in our game when we played at the 49ers the first time, that crazy matchup, both of them were crazy, but he was all over the field.
Oh, my God.
He's a special player, a special guy.
You specifically, I just like your mindset, okay? I know you got the most incredible self-belief I've ever seen. But when you're going to a game, like literally tell me what's in your mind, okay? You're down by 4 points and you're running out on the field for the last drive of the football game. Like, what are you saying to yourself in your brain? Like, take us into Russell Wilson. Like, what are you saying? Are you calming yourself down? Are you telling you're going, this is a big moment? What makes you click, tick there?
Well, for me, I think the language that you say to yourself, you know, in between your ears, and what you say to your teammates is really, really critical to being successful.
Right.
So what they hear and what I tell myself is the most important part of it. I think one of the things is that I always try to tell myself, right, got them right where you want them. You know, it's got them right where they want them. And I think the reality is that I want them to know it too. The other team I'm talking about.
Right, right.
You know, and so when I step on the field, I want them to feel that presence. I want them to know, okay, uh-oh, you know. And I always like being up. I'd rather be up.
I hear that.
But if we're down, the game's not over.
Yeah.
All right, and I'm going to go there.
Yeah.
Because divisional round, 4th and 11, 3 minutes left. You guys have the ball.
He's pissed.
You're Russell Wilson. They got Aaron Rodgers. And I'm thinking, all right, Russ has got this 4th and 11. He's going to run it 12 yards. He's going to throw it 15 yards. So they're going to keep driving. They're going to win this game. And I see the punt team coming up. It's like, what in the hell is going on here? In your mind, how do you process that when coach says, all right, we're going to punt and we're going to try to get the ball back? You want the ball in your hands, don't you?
Well, I mean, of course. I mean, I think we definitely want the ball in your hands. But, you know, the reality is that we had three amazing drives back to back, you know, bang, bang, bang. And they knew we were coming back in that game. I was joking with Zadarius and Devontae a little bit this weekend, you know, at the Pro Bowl. We were talking about that a little bit. But, you know, in that situation, you know, it's, you know, we've got to find a way to make a stop. You know, and unfortunately, we didn't. And you know, there's two ways to go about it. You know, and I, you know, if they had called my name, I would have been ready, and we'd have found a way to make it get the first down. But you know, I think it's from a strategy standpoint, we were back. We weren't that backed up. We were on the minus side of the 50. If we don't get it there, they probably win the game just naturally by kicking a field goal.
Right.
The game's over.
Right.
So, you know, I think that unfortunately we weren't able to stop them. You know, if we were able to stop them there on 3rd and 7 or whatever it was and get the ball back, you know, the game's probably over. So, you know, hopefully the plan was to win it either way. And you know, it's a flip of the coin, I guess.
Yeah. Well, they got a guy on their team that's got belief like you, and their team believes in too. It's unbelievable. What is it about the Seahawks, and like, why do you got to drive me crazy every Sunday with like, oh, we fell behind and it's a big game, and now Russell's got to go crazy backyard football magic, man.
Yeah.
You know what is it? Why can't we find that rhythm earlier in the game at times?
I think that's what we got to figure out, you know, as we're going throughout the, you know, this offseason, and we're trying to capture that earlier on, because I think we do it really well. I mean, we've always been really good at 2-minute
amazing
offense. We've always been really good in those end of the half, those not always hurry up situations, but those up tempo moments.
Yeah.
And the reality is this: I think the defense gets tired. First thing.
Sure.
I think
right.
The second thing is that, you know. You know, I really know kind of what I want to, you know, get after them, and how we want to get after them, especially in those moments. And guys just make plays in those moments. I think the freedom of just going after and just scoring as many points, you know, that's kind of what the Chiefs do, to be honest with you. They do a really good job. Andy Reid and Mahomes, they do a really good job of getting up to the ball, playing with their playmakers, and finding a way to make plays. And, you know, they score more points than everybody else. And I think that's the name of the game is, can you score one more point than they do?
Right.
And there's different ways to go about it. Listen, the reality is we've won a lot of football games over the years.
I know. We hold you to a very high standard.
But I think there's also the expectation of being here, not just sitting here in this seat next to you guys, unfortunately.
Yeah, right. Being on the big banner here at the Super Bowl.
But being on the big banner and winning it all. So,
yeah.
You know, we're gonna try to figure that out and see if we can get back here quickly.
We got two versions of Russell Wilson that we see. We see the Russell Wilson who takes his drop, goes through his progressions, makes the throw, and then there's the guy who just explodes out of the pocket on that second act where everything is just chaos. Which version is better?
Well, I like them both. I like them both. I think both of them are winning formulas. I think, you know, dropping back, you know, staying in the pocket, we've been able to cause a lot of havoc in that sense, and be able to, you know, play action it too as well, and then hand the ball off and run it too when we can, and then also the creativity. You can't do it all the time, you know. It's one of those things that you want to be able to do. It's one of those special traits that we have, you know, as a team, and you don't want to use it too much because then it's not as special,
right?
So you want to be able to use it in timely moments when things aren't going well or something happens and the guy gets covered or whatever it is. Okay, let's go create, you know, the next play, and the next play is you know, causes havoc for the defense.
You all right, you're the man on the field. Like, you're the man off the field for this for me, okay? This is the this was the ultimate OG
move.
All right,
let's figure it out. Let's figure it out.
Jimmy Fallon kicking off the contract talk last year. Like, that was amazing to me. Like, And again, I'm in talk radio and we do a talk show, but I was like, holy cow. Like, Jimmy Fallon just helped to start the negotiations between Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks. Like, that was just, I don't know, it was just a moment that jumped out to me. I talked about it last year. I was like, what is Jimmy Fallon, like, into, like, the salary cap here now? I mean, it just was.
He knew it was coming, though. He asked you the question about becoming the highest paid guy in the NFL, and within a month or two, you were.
Like, it's almost like it jump-started the conversation or got, like, the national media to be more aware of it.
Well, I think for Coach Carroll and I and John Schneider and Mark, my agent, we had already talked about it. As soon as the first game was over, they had been talking to us about, you know, potentially making it.
So you knew we were gotcha.
So the conversation was already going. It wasn't anything new.
Gotcha.
You know, to us, we had kind of been in the process and the journey of it all, and it worked out. It was the place I wanted to be, and it's been a blessing for sure.
Yeah. Now, how much attention do you pay to where the other guys are? Because there have been other contracts since then. Nobody's caught you yet at $35 million, but we know Patrick Mahomes is coming at some point. You got Deshaun Watson out there. Dak wants his. How much are you watching to see which of those guys is going to be able to get past you with or without the help of Jimmy Fallon?
Well, you want those guys to continue to do what they do great, you know, because along the way it continues to press the game, you know. It helps every player, not just the quarterbacks, but every player, to be honest with you. And you know, those guys they deserve it. You know, guys like Patrick Mahomes is, you know, he's here sitting in the Super Bowl doing some special things. He's got playmakers around him. He's got all the throws and all the plays that he can make. He's got a great, you know, coach and great mind in Andy Reid, and he's making it happen, you know. And so you know, I'm not going to be surprised when Patrick gets the nice payday.
Well, all right, first off, we want to ask you about the game, but I want to hear about what you're pitching, because every year we see you. You got like the coolest new gear
you're
ever.
Always the guy
I've been rocking Bose for a long time.
I need to
get you a pair of these. I'm gonna get you a pair too.
And I'll like sport. I'll be like, hey, this is Russell Wilson and Bose, and he's the man. He gave this to me.
He's trying hard to get deals of his own. You see how he goes over the top. Man.
You know, it's been pretty cool. I've been with Bose for a long time now, several years, and you know, ever since I was a little kid, I always listened to music. It was kind of the thing that always kind of put my dad and I together. You know, we always, obviously sports and all that,
yeah,
but
sure.
He used to coach me and everything else, but we used to jam out to music in the car. I remember going to Peyton Manning camp when I was a little kid and just listening to oldies and being in the car with him in Louisiana.
What were they? What songs?
Man, we listened to everything. We listened to OJs. We listened to Earth, Wind & Fire. We listened to The Temptations, Teddy Pendergrass. I mean, we listened to everything. I grew up old school, but you know, in my house now, I'm constantly listening to music, obviously, because Sierra and me, and so the kids are constantly dancing and playing music. So we got music always playing around the house. And but then also, you know, the headphones, the Bose noise canceling 700s. The 700s are key for me because I like going out in the field and just kind of canceling out all the noise. When I get out in the field, it's kind of be peace mode, you know. It's right where I want to be. And and so these help me ignore the noise.
From peace mode to beast mode. You want beast mode to come back again this year?
That'd be cool. Why not? You score 4 touchdowns in the playoffs. I like it.
It's unbelievable.
It was fun. We had a good time.
All right, so you got to play Kansas City last year, so you got a little feel for them. But I know they're not – you can't really give the great scouting report. But we're going to put you on the spot, okay?
All right, I'm ready.
I mean, tell us about the 49ers. Was that the best D-line you played this year?
Yeah, I would say across the board.
Yeah.
They got – the first 4 guys, and they got another 3.
Right.
You know, so I would say across the board, yes. Obviously, guys like Aaron Donald, playmakers like that.
Yeah, I got you, right.
Yeah, I would say so for sure. And, you know, it really helps, you know, across the board on defense and what they can do. I'm gonna go with the Chiefs, though, because of Mahomes.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, but it's going to be a tough pick. Always
you
hard
got
to
me
go.
Questioning now. I went with the 49ers. Now,
see, I feel pretty
Russ,
good now.
Yeah,
if Russ knows after playing the 49ers,
he doesn't know everything.
I think the 49ers are really good, though. They got Sherm still.
Who's the guy that Mahomes needs to be worried about, though, when he starts to run? Which one of those defenders is going to close on him and maybe get him down on the ground?
Well, Bosa, I would say, is the guy that can catch up and get to him. D Ford's back, too, so he can really run, too, as well.
Right.
But I would say Bosa. And then the guy that you really got to, you know, watch for when you're throwing it deep down the field is obviously Sherm on those late balls. He really has a really good idea of depth perception and figuring out where the ball is down the field and those balls deep down the field.
His receiver skills come in handy.
Yeah, so he's like a center fielder. He really tracks that ball really well. As you saw in the last game, in the NFC Championship game, when he picked off Rodgers, I mean, he kind of baited him and he went after it and picked him off at the end of the game to in the game. So that's what he does best.
What's the all-time scoreboard Seattle Seahawks practice 2012 through 2017, Wilson versus Sherman? Who's leading in that
one? Oh, man, I don't go over there too often. You know, I try to stay away from them as much as possible. I'm not crazy. But, you know, it's always been good battles. I'm not going to try to pick a fight right now.
I knew you weren't.
Sherman made me better. You know, I'll say that the Legion of Boom always made me better, because when I came in as a rookie, it was one of those things that, I mean, it was the best defense, literally, and maybe arguably in football in history, and so especially in the secondary.
No doubt.
And so for me, it was a challenge every day. It was like I was playing a championship game every day, and those guys made me better. And Sherman was always great in that sense of being to talk to me about different things that I was doing or he was doing. I could talk to him about different things. So I got a lot of respect for how he plays the game.
Yeah. But Russell, it's been great watching the first 8 years of your career. And I know you've said it. You told me a year and a half ago. You've said it more recently. 45, still the goal, 45?
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to make it to 45.
Well, we get to enjoy 14 more years, man. We're looking forward to it. All right.
We want to do it together. Like on three. Go Hawks.
Let's do it. All right.
One, two, three.
Go Hawks. Like it. All right, guys. Appreciate it, man.
Good luck with it. All right.
Yo, check me out on Twitter, at CSimsQB. Got lots of cool things to look at. Hey, I'm always giving my thoughts about football. We got some great clips, face smash from things, from players we had fun with at Radio Row. Get at me on Instagram, at SimsUnbuttoned, okay? You know, again, I'm always trying to show videos, breakdowns of plays, players, thoughts that are going on, recent news in football. And I'm going to continue to make this stride to interact with everybody, whether it's a podcast or me doing more Instagram lives or whatever it may be. I want to make you, the fans, part of my podcast. That's why I'm doing this, is to educate, to have fun. I love this sport. I want people to challenge me. I hope everybody out there can respect it. At CSimsQB on Twitter, at SimsUnbuttoned on Instagram.
I'm not the only crazy white guy on the desk right now. I repeat, I am not the only crazy guy. It's the star of, Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
Max Crosby. Max, what's up, man? Thanks for coming on.
Doing great, man. Thanks for having
first
me.
First off, great rookie year. Just like wax. Like, I mean, you kind of came in there and I think just opened up everybody's eyes. What a star you were in training camp, and it carried over to the season. Kind of what do you attribute that to?
Honestly, it's just staying dedicated and just not worrying about everything around me. You know, yeah. I got hurt. Went through a lot of, you know, different stuff. Just, you know, going in and out, but, you know, I just stay true to what I do. I worked my ass off, and, you know, it all paid off.
Really kind of outshined the number four pick in the draft, like, where I thought it was really impressive. So, I mean, it was amazing. Is that your broken hand scar?
Yeah,
from
my scar.
From
yeah.
the year? Yeah, another scar. I mean, now you got tattoos. Now you got that to go along with it.
Yeah.
We got something in common, okay? We've both been coached by the psycho, okay? As in John Gruden. All right. And I think I still am the record holder for playing quarterback for him longer than anybody. Right. So I feel like I can still say I know him as good as anybody.
Oh, yeah.
But what, just explain to people what John Gruden is like on a daily basis.
He's just he's almost like a comedian. Like, you get on when he starts his team meetings, I'm just ready to just laugh. I already know it's going to be hilarious. But yeah, his energy is just insane. You know that.
Yeah.
He loves the game. He loves calling plays. It's his favorite thing is to have long extended plays. And I already know. I've seen it.
Yeah.
I've seen it. So yeah, I already know how it is. But he just has so much energy, and he loves the game.
Yeah, it's amazing. That's the thing that always jumped off. I mean, it didn't matter. 4 a.m, he's ready to go. Hey, you love football. It is nonstop
exactly.
All the time.
Yeah.
And it is. It's contagious to be around it. Biggest shock, surprise, adjustment, whatever, to the NFL. Like, for me as a quarterback, it was you guys. You know, in college football, you could play a game where there's not one NFL defensive lineman on the field.
Yeah.
And then you get into the NFL, and all of a sudden it's like, damn, everybody's a stud and fast and big.
Yeah.
What was, like, your moment to go, okay, this is not college anymore?
Yeah, I honestly, like, going against Trent Brown every day, that's definitely, like, yeah, like, it's there's nothing you can compare to it. So going against him was, like, the first thing I'm like, okay, this is a whole different world. But yeah, you know, that the mental side of the game is a whole another level that I got to, and I'm still, you know, still learning and getting better, and there's so much room to grow. But I just think, yeah, just as far as going against top-level guys and just the mental side of game has just been, like, the biggest thing for me.
Yeah, I mean, first off, is Trent Brown not the biggest human you've ever seen in your life?
I think he is. He's literally the biggest human in any room.
I mean, in any room. He is. And I've played with some big guys. I mean, he truly is unreal that way.
Yeah.
For you, other than Trent Brown, who, like, I want to hear one who was, like, the guy that you were, like, holy crap, he's good. Not even necessarily tackle. Maybe you're on the sideline watching another defensive guy. Who was the guy that jumped out to you rookie year where you were like, oh, my gosh, on film and in person, this guy is so freaking good. It's amazing.
There's a lot, but you got to go with one. You got to go with one. Yeah. Honestly, when we played Aaron Rodgers, I was like, he literally didn't even break a sweat. And he threw for 450 and just was sitting back there like it was another day at the park.
Right.
Like it was insane to see. So, like, seeing a guy like that just be that calm and smooth and just ball out, that's, like, something you want to work towards.
You're, like, probably the fourth guy that said that to me this week, about, like, defensive guys. Is that almost frustrating when you play a quarterback like that where you just go, it seems like he's, like, having fun and not breaking a sweat, and yet I'm, like, trying to kill myself?
Trying so hard. Yeah, that's the thing about him. He's so smooth, and he doesn't listen to you. He just ignores you like you're not even there. So
yeah.
He's one of those guys. It's a little bit frustrating.
Yeah, he's one of my favorite players of all time.
Yeah.
You got to play the best quarterback in football, in my opinion, twice this year.
Yeah.
You know, tell me something about what jumps out to you about the Chiefs, Mahomes, everything about them.
Mahomes, he makes throws that you're not supposed to make. You know, he'll backpedal 20 yards and just – make an insane throw. His arm talent he's similar to Rodgers, where he's just like, he's so calm and he's just collected. He's never worried. And he's one of those guys that I've never seen anybody make throws like him.
Yeah.
So he's just difficult. You know, he's elusive. He can break tackles, make every throw. And it's just like, it's just a deadly combination.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's interesting that you say that, actually. So he had the same effect a little of Rodgers, where you just felt like, because people were starting to say that about him. The Tennessee Titans said it last week. Like, you can't fluster Mahomes.
No.
And you got kind of the same feeling from him?
For sure. Yeah, he doesn't talk at all. He doesn't even look you in the eyes. He's just in his zone. He's just doing his thing. And it's impressive to see.
Would you say they're the best team you played this year?
Yeah, I would say so. They're in the Super Bowl, so I guess you would, yeah.
Okay, you don't have to say it.
Yeah, but no, I would definitely, they're definitely one of them.
Yeah.
You know, Minnesota, they were legit.
Right.
There's a lot of teams, but yeah, I would say the Chiefs probably.
One thing Max Crosby wants to get better at this offseason, like, what's your number one
thing?
Right.
Strength. Just strength in every area. Lower body, upper body, just becoming more physical and stronger.
Yeah, you're just going to get power lifting, try to be explosive, do all that stuff.
Yeah, just work a lot of explosive stuff, get more twitchy. Just, there's so many things I got to work on, but that's definitely one of them.
Any more tats we're getting?
Definitely.
We're going to work on that in the offseason, too?
We're working on that, too.
Where are we going? Like, where?
I got to finish the arm.
Right.
So that's the first thing,
okay.
And then we'll take it from there. I'm not sure yet.
You just go from there. That's good. I mean, and then I also want to just know, before – I don't think you have nothing to plug, which I'm so crazy about. He's just here to hang out with us. There's no plug. This is awesome.
Yeah,
so I want to know about your excitement level for Vegas.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what do you feel? Are you happy about moving there? I mean,
absolutely. It's going to be awesome. You know, the Bay was awesome, but the California taxes, they're not awesome.
No.
So, you know, we're going no state income tax. That's big. That's one plus, but no, just the city in general. That Vegas is 24/7, constantly going, and that's like, it's an awesome thing because our fan base is just going to be insane. All the fans are going to come from Oakland, anyways. You know, they're the best fans in the world, so it's going to be rocking.
You
for sure.
All right, you're not going to be a fucking idiot in Vegas, are you?
Not at all.
You sure? Are you sure?
Absolutely.
Are we sure about that? Okay.
We'll be good.
You'll be good. Hey, I want you to have fun. I just don't want you to ruin your fucking career.
Absolutely.
Right?
No, we're going to be good.
All right, good.
Absolutely.
Do that. I appreciate you, man. I mean, you're one of the rising stars in football. You're one of the biggest surprises in the sport this year. I really do. Like I said, you kind of outshined, and I know it's disrespect to Clelin Ferrell, but you played at a really high level, and you're fun to watch. Kind of like, before I let you go, who's the guy when you were growing up that you looked up to? Because you remind me a little of Jared Allen. That's like the guy I used as my pro player comparison.
Yeah.
You might not be as crazy as him off the field, But who was your idol growing up? Who's a guy right now that you would, like, if you're going to turn on film and watch, what do you want to do? And then I'm going
to
let you go.
Yeah, Jared Allen's one of those guys that I definitely looked up to. You know, I'm a white DN. There's
right.
not many. You know, he's a badass player. You know, there's so many guys. Like, now in the league, like, you see Cam Jordan and Shaq Barrett, and there's a new guy every year. So,
yeah.
Like, the pass rushing group and DNs are just getting better and better. So, like, for me, I look up, you know, to all those guys. It's just motivation because I, like, 10 sacks is cool, but, like, there's guys to get 20 sacks. J.J. Watt got 20 sacks in multiple seasons. Like, that's unheard of. Like, that's what I want to be, you know.
Yeah.
So, there's more motivation. There's so much motivation out there, and, you know, I'm just getting started, man.
All right, good. Go get it. Get in the weight room. Get
Absolutely.
After it, kid.
Get
you
big.
The man.
Absolutely.
Max Crosby.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
I appreciate
you,
bro.
Man. Kick ass.
Yes, sir.
At CSimsQB on Twitter, at Sims on Button on Instagram, and I got a freaking homework assignment for somebody out there, all right? I mean, come on. You know I try to, like, be a man of the people and answer your questions. Here's my homework assignment I'm asking. Tell one friend to subscribe, rate, review at the Chris Sims on Button podcast. Please, get into it. Let's go. I don't care if you like me or not. If you don't like me, then still join, watch, challenge me on my thoughts. I don't think I'm like all know all be all, but I know I work at it and have fun. And I might say some colorful bad words along the way and have some fun doing that as well. But please, that's your homework assignment. I'm just asking the homies for that right there. I don't ask for much, okay? That's all I'm asking for, okay? While you're sitting on your back porch drinking a beer or smoking your sativa, just get a friend to subscribe to the Chris Sims on Button podcast. See ya.
First off, I haven't caught from a real thrower in a while because I could already tell the ball spinning and coming at me very hard where I'm like trying to make sure I don't bust my face here. But like, hey, first off, just tell us what it's like to be here,
yep.
not as a college athlete,
yep.
but like you're going to be a part of one of these banners up mm-hmm. here at some point.
It's a fun, neat experience,
right.
to say the least. You know, coming in this place, you know, Miami, that's the first time I've ever been here.
Right.
The weather is absolutely beautiful, but I mean, this is just neat. It's really just trying to take it all in one day at a time, you know, through the draft process as well. I mean, let's just keep going and see where this thing, you know, is going to end up.
And right now you're totally in combine prep mode,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
So you're working out, what, every day of the week for the most
working
part?
Working out, yeah, 4 to 5 days of the week.
Yep. And getting to throw, where are you working out right now?
I'm in Mobile, Alabama.
Okay.
So my quarterback guy that I've been with since ninth grade, he's from Mobile. It was kind of a no-brainer to go down there and train with him. And we've been down there and since the second week of January, or like the later part of the first week, and this is finishing up my third week. So I'm pumped and excited to see where things are going from now on.
Yeah, all right. So wait, I want to ask you a few things here. First off, you just talked about, you know, your quarterback. You had a quarterback guy since ninth grade.
Yeah.
And you went to the high school in Texas.
Yeah. Well, no, Georgia.
Georgia.
Yep.
I don't know why I thought it was Texas.
Yep.
I'm an idiot. Look,
that's
all
good.
But so ninth grade, though, you
yeah.
had him. All right, so first I want to ask you, because I want to geek out quarterbacks.
Okay.
Now, this is what I do with some quarterbacks. I've done this with Rodgers,
uh-huh.
Big Ben, everybody.
Yeah.
Grip the ball.
I saw the Josh Allen one.
You've seen the Josh Allen, right?
That one.
Right. So, okay.
Yeah.
So there you
I'm
are.
Here.
You're right there. So you're a 2-4 guy, I guess. Mm-hmm. Or right. You're right on the lease.
Yeah,
right
I'm on that. I'm on that. Second
you're on that
one,
second one. 2-4.
I go pinky over.
Right. So there's a lot of quarterbacks are 2-4. Brady's 2-4. Right.
Like. What are you?
I'm a 2-5. So very similar.
Okay.
I'm right there with you.
Okay.
I got big hands, but
okay,
I put
so
this
got,
pinky
you got that,
one,
you got that pinky
just
stretch.
One a little lower.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
And you always gripped it that way? Have you ever really messed with it?
It really just kind of always gripped it that way.
Me
I know
too.
I got up to the high school ball and the college ball, they're about the same, and the NFL ball just.
It's going to be the same,
it's
too.
It's kind of the same. So.
You're
going
to actually end up liking throwing the NFL ball.
I know.
The best
I'm starting to, like, you know, really say, hey, this is starting to feel really good.
Right.
You know, at first, you're like, you're throwing it, and you're like, man, different ball. It kind of sucks there at the beginning.
Yeah.
But you'll have a couple. You're like, oh, that felt good.
That spins out of your hand, right?
Yeah, that felt good.
I just spit on myself and say that.
You're so excited about it. So excited about it.
But the laces are good, right?
Yeah.
And then you're gonna see, like, you're gonna be able to break the balls in there if you want in the NFL.
Yep.
So, like, growing up, mm-hmm. all right, who taught you how to throw? Where did it come from?
Gosh, I guess.
I mean, you're obviously naturally gifted.
thank you. So actually, let's go back to baseball.
Good.
Going back to baseball here.
Yeah.
So I had a problem when I threw. I would kind of push the ball.
Gotcha.
Kind of like that. And so what happened was I had to go over to my neighbor's house. My neighbor knew all about baseball, played minor league baseball. And so I was up on a fence, and I had a baseball. And I would start here, and he'd make me throw it just to get over the top.
Right.
And so that's actually, you know, I guess a little bit about my motion and a little interesting. And even during this kind of quarterback process, we're still trying to get more flexible. I'm kind of a stiff, thicker guy.
Yeah.
And just trying to get more flexible there in my elbow and my shoulder, right, just to kind of get a little more elbow turn.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's some interesting things you said there. First off, like, I'm already going to tell you, the ball, and I know you're not even throwing full speed, but the ball pops out of your hand a little more aggressively than I was expecting.
I'll take it.
And then that, well, I think that speaks to you being a natural thrower. You're pretty gifted that way, but, you know, on you know, sometimes TV can lie. You don't really know how much the ball is moving, how is it spinning. And I can tell you could spin it. I could tell that right away.
I appreciate that.
And you're not the first quarterback I've thrown with. As you know, I don't know, my dad played.
Yeah.
I've caught some pretty good guys.
I'll take it.
All right, so, you know, what's your – I always am interested into, like, what's your always the bad thing you fall back into where you got to stay on it? Is it that arm height? I mean, what is it? I always had a problem with not keeping my front shoulder in, right, where – you know, I would just throw too much arm. So instead of being here getting ready to throw, I would almost be like this and just try to muscle with my arm.
I'm a little bit of both. So I would say two things on me. I would say I got a lot of upper body arm strength.
Right.
You know, I probably should throw a little bit more on my legs.
Yeah.
And I've gotten away with it up until this point. You know, I'll just sit here and I'll just kind of flick it with my arm.
Yeah.
And I love to drop it down just to play a little baseball. You know,
sure,
you're playing shortstop and just kind of do that.
What?
And it's just easy.
That's sick. That's some good shit right there. I'm just telling you. All right. I mean, that really is. And you're gonna have to make like so many throws
absolutely.
That in the NFL.
Absolutely. And it's fun though. I love doing it in practice, and then it's fun, and then you do it in the game, and
yeah,
it's fun.
I don't think enough quarterbacks really practice it.
Yeah.
And I think the guy we're seeing in the Super Bowl, number 15, practices it a whole lot.
I would say so.
Right? And that's why he can do it whenever he wants.
Yep.
Like for you, who is the guy growing up, okay, that you kind of looked at? Like, as a young, I want young Jake from Idol, and then the guy right now who you look at and go, man, that's the man.
Yeah, so I actually answered this question a little bit earlier this morning. So for me, growing up, you know, you had Brett Favre, you had Peyton Manning, you had Tom Brady, and you had Drew Brees.
Yeah.
You know, and those guys are
the class of their own.
I mean, unbelievable. And then so for me, you know, as I'm growing up, you know, going through this process, kind of looking at what I can do, what I can't do, I need to mirror my game as much after Drew Brees as I possibly can.
Right.
I mean, he's amazing, you know, amazing with his feet, throws on time, throws in rhythm. And so I'm just trying to be the best, you know, kind of 2.0 I can be.
You pay attention to, like, hip stuff or anything like that? You know how, like, you ever see Dak Prescott, like, doing his whole, I'm Dak Prescott?
Uh-huh.
Do you think about any of that? Because I never thought about that aspect of it. I thought always the shoulder, and that got my hips to react
after
that. Yeah, a
little shoulder load there.
Right.
I guess I never really had to think about that much. I keep going back to baseball.
Right.
You know, and the kind of the parallels between it, you know, and
you're
hitting a baseball, you're kind of getting your lower body into it.
No doubt.
I guess I never really had a problem too much with that.
They're loading up and letting it fly.
Yeah.
What position did you play in baseball?
Third, short, first. I used to catch a little bit. Catching was fun. Broke my hand. Dad wouldn't let me catch anymore, so I just played third and first after that.
So that's why at times when you were younger, you're playing third. You're just flicking it over.
Just rolling two real quick.
But you play now, like what you're doing right now, you feel like that helped you as an overall thrower, right?
Absolutely.
Like it does Patrick Mahomes. I mean, there's just something about a baseball that teaches you to throw it from different platforms and use your hand. I mean,
I,
at least that's how I felt. You feel the same way there?
Absolutely.
For you, like, what's interesting about you, to me, is you had an unreal college career. Like, unreal. And, congratulations.
Thank you.
I mean, you kind of brought Georgia back to, like, a national power. And you're a big reason. I saw your first game ever at Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Knew you were going to be something. Because I remember sitting there in warm-ups going, man, this damn freshman's about to start at Notre Dame, which was a good football team that
year.
Good
football team.
You weren't overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think you get that cool calmness about you?
For me, you know, I kind of go back to my faith on that one. I know God, he's not going to put me in a position where anything I can't handle, he's right there with me every step of the way.
Right.
My family, the way I was raised.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think there's a kind of a toughness and a grit and a level of preparation that kind of goes on during the week.
Yeah.
And I know particularly in that game, you know, the guys I had around me, I knew they had my back, and I was ready to go to battle for them. And
yeah.
That's what I remember from that game.
That was some damn good team you had there. Who yeah. was that? Was that Mecole Hardman that made the one-handed
catch?
That was
Terry Godwin.
That was who?
Yep.
Yeah, man, that was unreal catch.
Yep.
That might have been the difference in the game right
yep.
there.
That was fun.
I feel like you become a little bit of the forgotten man right now as far as the draft. Like, I feel like everyone talks about Tua mm-hmm. and then Joe Burrow mm-hmm. and now Justin Herbert's name's come involved.
Yep.
I mean, do you feel like you've like got kind of lost in the shuffle here for what you've done?
I mean, that's okay with me.
Yeah.
You know, all those guys are extremely talented. But, you know, talking about it, it never really does anything, you know, and I think kind of when it's all said and done, you know, we'll see. But, you know, for me, it's just really just going to work.
Right.
You know, I mean, how can I, you know, be better? How can I get better, you know, in the interview process? And how can I get better, you know, on the field and making all the throws I need to make?
Yeah. All right. So it's time. I mean, State Farm, first off, I love when you throw the ball like that, dude. I love that. I love that crap. State Farm, Mahomes, Rodgers,
yep.
I don't. Whoever the talent evaluator is for
yep.
State Farm,
uh-huh.
some NFL team needs to freaking hire them.
No
all
doubt.
Right?
No doubt.
Because now they must see something in you.
I don't know. That's a man. That's some big shoes to fill for sure.
Yep. So what are you doing with them?
So this is freshman initiation for me. Coming down, getting to hang out, and just really have fun. You know, do some interviews. And really kind of, you know, just be here, be me, and have a little fun while doing it.
Right. And what's State Farm pitching? What do they want you to pitch as
yeah.
far as?
I guess I'm here, and I'm Jake from State Farm. So
you're Jake from State Farm?
I'm here.
I love it. It's Jake from State Farm. Hold on. We need to get a close-up with Jake from State Farm. All right?
Yo, first off, I really enjoyed this.
No, thank
room
you.
For you. All
yeah,
right?
Thank you.
Good luck with everything. Jake from State Farm, a.k.a. Jake Fromm, a.k.a. really freaking good college quarterback and about to be a really good NFL quarterback.
We'll see. Hopefully.
Check him out. You the man,
yeah,
right?
Thank you.
Keep working
appreciate
hard. Good luck.
Thank
all right,
you.
Buddy. All right, everybody. Hope you enjoyed those little interviews there. I know I did. I love Radio Row. I'm a fan first, so it's just great to meet some of these guys, ask them some questions that I'm truly, you know, inquisitive about and want to know some answers. But that's it. Monday, Thursday. Like I said, check these out. This YouTube, NBC Sports YouTube page. I think you should check out Jake Fromm. Check out the Frank Gore one if you didn't hear me on the Monday podcast talk about it. I think you'll get some laughs there either way. But we're back on the Monday, Thursday schedule. When I get back from the Caribbean, all right, we're going to be free agency draft Wednesday. As we did here towards the end of the season, I think we're going to continue to do these X's and O's breakdowns of everything. And it's back to PFT Live 4 days a week. Me and Mike Florio, we will always keep you up to date, all things NFL. And we got the NFL Combine coming up here in the next 2 weeks, too, where you know we're going to hit every coach, every player, and start breaking down all things about the NFL draft. I'm excited. And I'm really excited for a guy I just talked to, Jake Fromm. This quarterback class, where does Fromm go? I don't know. You know, I think he's just my sense of being around him. I don't think he has a feel for where he's going right now. You know, all the talk is Tua, Herbert, Joe Burrow. What other quarterbacks are going to infiltrate this first round conversation? I don't know. I'm not there yet. I'm going to be diving into some film, you know, over these next few weeks and hopefully give you guys some answers. But that's it. Thursday podcast in the book. Chris Sims unbuttoned. I'll be back next week. I'm still enjoying myself down in the Caribbean. Peace.